Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else.
Can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around,
can
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. it doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine.
for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the mess.
He saw the mess.
Good morning. First, Yvonne Segal, who's the head of my life. Welcome, Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day, Thursday. I'm excited to have the woman of God to come on this morning. My sister in Christ, one of my writers, Lady Tamara Williams, have a word from the Lord just for you. Thank God you're still in the land of the living. Let me say this, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Make sure you give God praise for that. And then put on your helmet of salvation to cover your mind, because remember, that's the first thing the enemy will attack. Okay, I'm back. Good morning. This is Pastor Kashima Douglas. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. My scripture for this morning is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Father, I wish you to come on this morning. Have your way. Less of your daughter and more of you. Let the people that want to hear what you have told your daughter to deliver to them. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bind and rebuke the enemy. Let her decrease in you, increase in her. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Chris wants to speak. All we need prayer. We definitely cannot forget to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, Paris, Canada, Japan, Brazil, South Korea, Ghana, India, Nigeria, Ireland, Kenya, Portugal, Zimbabwe, Jamaica, South Africa, the Netherlands, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The reason why we acknowledge these countries is because they can't openly praise God like we can. So for us being connected by Christ, we can praise God for them. We can intercede for them. We can pray for them. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. But you still need somebody to encourage you. Remember, the strong need encouragement too. Don't ever think because you're strong and you can take things and handle things differently that you don't need to release and have someone to talk to. Everybody needs someone to vent to. You can always go to Jesus. I'm not saying that you cannot. But to have somebody physically that can hear you and tell you it's going to be all right, it is mind-blowing. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. The enemy knows your future. So, yeah, he's going to attack you. My grandma used to say all the time, God give his hardest trials to his strongest soldiers. Woman of God, you was built for this. You was built for it. And don't you ever forget that. You're a daughter of a king. Your royal priesthood. You are beautifully and well made by God. Don't worry about what they say about you. Don't worry about that. You keep your focus on Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, day by day, step by step, it will get better. Nothing happens overnight. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. God loves you. If no one else told you that, I love you. He loves you, and I am here, and every person that come on here is going to see, pray, press, and got you. Stand up, woman of God. You're not by yourself. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Also, there's an event Saturday, a fish fry. Come out and support my sister. Remember, we're supposed to support one another. They're selling plates this Saturday at 5709 Eastland Street. Delivery start at 10:30. This Saturday, it's a fundraiser. 5709 Eastland Street. Delivery start at 10:30 with 5 or more orders. Now, don't try to get no deliveries off no 2 orders. Come on, I'll be real. Gas is almost $6. Pack fair, because God knows. But come out and support. And don't forget, Apostle and I are having our first service this Sunday at our new building. Woo-woo! Again, see, y'all know I get to praising God about little stuff, and little stuff moves the mountain. Our new address is 817 HERKIMER Street, Houston, Texas, 77007. It will be on Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook, as well as the flyer from this Saturday. Come on out and support the food fundraiser, and come out and support Apostle Now on our first building. God is so amazing. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back. And remember, God loves you. Don't give up. Keep holding on. It will get better one day at a time.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. I just want to say that
anything. I'm telling you, if you don't know him, try him. He will change your life. We're not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to live a word just for you. Get your pen and paper together. Trust me, it's a word from the Lord that you need to hear on today. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm honored to have my sister back on. Lady Williams, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. It's our 3rd year anniversary this morning, so I'm extra excited.
Congratulations.
I'm extra excited. We have 3 years under our belt. I have my sister come on, delivering the word. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm like a little kid. I'm so excited.
Listen, you got to work before you can play. I understand anniversaries are a big deal. So congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going on mute. The floor is yours. I know you have to get back. So let the Lord use you. I'm going on mute.
Thank you so much, sis. I want to first thank God for this opportunity to be able to come on and to speak to the woman of God again. I do not consider it, you know, that I deserve this or that I earned this opportunity. I thank God for any time I'm able to speak to God's people and allow God to use me. I want to thank God for my sister, co-pastor Kashima Douglas. I mean, let me tell you something. First of all, this woman of God, and I'll say this to anybody, people who know me know, I don't really have many close friends. That's not my really, you know, my real thing. And that's just because, you know, the way that I was raised and things that I went through as a, you know, as a teenager and young adult. So I don't have many close friends. So when I meet people and they're like, hey, sis, you know, we can hang out, we can talk, whatever. I'm a little, hey, you know, but I'm a little distant. But let me tell you something. This woman of God, I had a situation a few weeks ago, and I was ready to just throw it all to the wall and just go off, turn back to that person I used to be. She called me. She talked me down. She encouraged me. She prayed with me. But please do not mistake, my sister was ready to go with me if I was ready to go. And that for me, you know, people can say that they're a friend, but when they show up and they show themselves friendly and it's not public, because everybody can be your friend publicly, but when they show up for you privately, I mean, that spoke volumes to me. And so I just want to thank her publicly and thank her for being there for me and being my sister. I want to thank my big brother for just marrying this amazing woman of God. It when you are connected to the right people, the right things happen. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm not going to prolong the time. It's Women's Day Thursday, but I also have to work in about 45 minutes, so I want to be able to get through this text and not have to rush through it, and I want you to be able to get what you need from God as you're getting ready to do what it is that you need to do on this, the Lord's Thursday. So let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together, oh God, in your name. God, we thank you so much, oh God, for waking us up another day, oh God. We thank you for new mercies. God, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you, oh God, for just being God and God all by yourself. God, things state of the world are not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. So God, we'll keep just trusting in you. We'll keep believing in you that things are great, things are well, and things, if they are not great and well in our lives, that they will continue to get better, oh God. I pray that you would help us to be able to receive what it is that you have for us on today. Forgive us of each and every one of our sins that we've committed against you, oh God. And we thank you and we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. God, hide me now. Send the preacher, oh God, that they may be able to receive what it is that you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen and thank God. I'll be coming from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. And it reads like this from the New Living Translation. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. The title of the message is The Possibilities Are Endless. The possibilities are endless. So if you look at the state of the economy, the state of the world right now, you realize that within the last, I want to say 24 months, things have shifted, not even health-wise, but financially things have shifted. 2 years ago, we were getting these stimulus checks. Some people were on unemployment. We were getting extra money coming in. And if anybody knows anything about the economy and the way that the state of the world works, when you get more money, eventually you'll have to spend more money because you have to have some kind of balance. So 2 years ago, if you were living high on the hog, you were getting all this money, you know, groceries weren't as high as they are now. Gas wasn't as high as it is now. You know, rent wasn't as high as it is now. You know, you had what you needed, but if you didn't put anything away, if you didn't focus on tomorrow and you spent what you had today, at this point where you are now, you're struggling to figure out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to be able to continue to live life, first of all, and then continue to be able to pay what I need to pay and get what I need to get and still be able to be at least comfortable? And so, I mean, the state of the economy now, it is just, it's a mess. And a lot of times the church finds themselves listening to and agreeing with the world. Oh, we're going into another recession. Not saying we're not. Please don't mistake this. I'm not saying we're not, but we're going into another recession. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. I don't know how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. I have a child that needs this. They need that. Kids still grow up. I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford what I need to be able to afford. How am I still going to be able to, you know, sometimes take my trip to Cabo? I need to go to Cancun. I want to still be able to relax. I still want to be able to at least have my self-care Sunday or my self-care Saturday. How am I going to be able to afford what I need to afford? I can't do it. I don't have it. A lot of times we say, oh, I'm broke. I don't, you know, I don't have access to this. I don't have access to that. When we struggle financially with our income, then we want to depend on our credit, right? Our credit can get it. So I'm going to get this credit card here. I'm going to get this credit card here. I'm going to take out a loan here, okay? I'm going to borrow from this. I'm going to pay this back. And so we begin to depend on our credit. And a lot of times, because we get lazy, not because we don't have the access to what we need, not because we have not been given unlimited resources or at least sustainable resources. We don't maintain what God allows us to have because we get lazy and we get greedy. And so we don't become good stewards over what God gave us. And now we're in a state of, oh my goodness, Lord, what am I going to do? So if you had an 800, 700, even a 650 credit score 2-3 years ago, now you're at a point where you're in the fours and the fives. And you're like, Lord Jesus, my credit can't get it. I done spent and borrowed against this and that. I have so much coming out for loans, payday loans. I owe this person. I owe this person. I still have this due. Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to be able to still live life, do what I need to do, and still live comfortably? How am I going to be able to do that? Please don't turn me off. Don't hang up. I promise you, good news is on the way. But you have to look at it. Are you where you are because God put you there, or are you where you are because God allowed you to stay there? Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we are to blame, and God doesn't come and rescue us right away. And so we're like, oh, my goodness, you know, the devil did this, and the devil has me in this place, and everything the devil stole. No, the devil didn't steal your finances, baby. You gave them away. You're trying to check a bag and blow all this money and look like you are living, you know, within your means, and really you're living above your means. And the devil didn't steal that from you. No, you gave it away. Mm-hmm. You gave it away. So now what do you do? Now how is it that you're going to be able to succeed and thrive and still be able to live and maintain and sustain? How are you going to be able to do all of these things in this climate, okay? Because 2 years ago, a year ago, it was a lot easier. But now, you know, when they're talking about the price of chicken may go up to $17, gas is almost $5. Let me tell you something. It's real. It really is. And I don't care how much you make. I don't care how comfortable your savings account is. I don't care how great your 401k are, not a good steward over what God gave you. If you do not grow up and mature, okay, and be an adult, please hear me. I'm not against anybody who wants to fix their credit, who wants to do better with making sure that whatever you borrow, you give back. Who wants to make sure that whatever God gives you, you're a great steward of it, you put some away and you spend what you have. You want to kind of
step back a bit from what you're spending out and you want to save more, I'm not against anybody doing that, sis. Go ahead and do that. Please do, okay? Please make sure you have your own, okay? Please make sure, whatever, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, I used to tell this to stay-at-home moms all the time. I was a stay-at-home mom for 5.5 years. Whatever Bishop would give me, I listen, he'll give it to me, and then he'd come back, hey, you still got that money I gave you 2 weeks? Uh-uh, I don't have it. Baby, that money is here. Yes, I don't have it. What you need it for? Let me see if I can get it, because I'm making sure that as a helpmeet, if we need something down the line, I got you. You don't have to go nowhere else. You don't have to look for nothing nowhere else. I got you, you know. So please don't think that I'm against you getting what you need and saving and doing the mature thing and growing, and not only just in Christ and in grace, but you're just growing up and you're just maturing in life to say, hey, I don't have to spend everything that I have. Please understand that I'm all for that. But for the believer, my thesis is the possibilities are endless for the believer because we have unlimited access to our resources through our Redeemer. I'll say that again. The possibilities are endless for the believer because we have unlimited access to our resources through our Redeemer. Look at what the text says. Because of Christ and our faith in him. Because of Christ and our faith in him. That takes me to my, you have access to your resources through your relationship, right? Because of Christ and our faith in him. Our faith in him, meaning we are Christians. We are saved by faith through grace. We are no longer outside of the body of Christ. We're now believers, right? Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that, you know, God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. We are now saved. We now have access to whatever God has for us through Christ, because of Christ and our faith in him. So that means our relationship and our relationship to God. Our relationship to God is generational. Ephesians 1:5 says, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. That means that we are now in the we're in the family, right? We're in the family. I'm not outside. I'm not a stepchild, okay? I'm not a play sister or a play brother in Christ. No, I have been adopted into this family through Jesus Christ, through my faith in him, because I have committed myself to a life in Jesus Christ. I now have access to whatever God has for me, to whatever God has for me. Recently, I went and I spent time with my paternal family. It was my first time ever in life. I'm 30-something years old, and I'm just now starting to use threes, y'all, so pray for me. I'm 30-something years old, and it was my first time being able to spend time with my paternal family, and I did not know because of how, because of how cognizant I am of how people change and how things can be one way one day and another day, another way another day. I was hesitant about my trip. My sister and I, you know, co-pastor, we talked about it. She heard, you know, how nervous I was. I knew that things could either go real right or real left. And knowing me, if you know me, I don't shy away from a challenge. I'm going to tell you how I feel, why I feel, when I feel, where I feel. I don't care. I'm getting better. But when I feel as if I'm disrespected, I mean, it's still like all bets are off. So it was my first time around my paternal family. It was my first time seeing my father in 20 years. And I thought I would be treated like, you know, the stepchild. I thought I would be treated like, you know, I was, you know, the prodigal son, and there was nothing prodigal about my situation, so I didn't know how to take it. But when I showed up, and I didn't tell anybody I was going, I didn't want anyone to speak against it, I didn't want, you know, anyone, you know, to give me any bad news. You know, sometimes you don't want, well, let me, you know, worst case scenario, I don't want the worst case. Mm-mm. Don't give me the worst case. The worst case has already happened, and I haven't seen him in 20 years. I haven't seen this side of my family. So I went, and when I tell you, it was like I'd been a part of that family my whole life, which I have, but it was like I'd been around everybody my whole life. my family really loved on me. They loved on my baby. I mean, she cried because she did not want to leave. We only spent about 2.5 days in St. Louis, but she cried because she did not want to leave. She was like, "Mommy, I want to stay here. Can we, you know, can we spend a couple more days, just one more day?" And we had to leave because Bishop had an engagement back in Texas. But I mean, it was just, the love was so sincere. And I'm not saying this to gloat about what happened to me. I'm just saying sometimes we hold on to our natural family, and we hold on to grudges, and we hold on to mistakes and things that people make. And so us holding on to that hurt and that bitterness, it stops us from being able to get what God has for us, because we don't have no room. We have no room for that. We have no room for anything that God has for us in our hearts or in our hands, because we have a closed fist. Because we're ready to fight the world. We're ready to go against anybody. And so, I mean, it really just, it uplifted me. And I committed to going back and being with my family again sometime this year. And I just thought, I'm going to nurture this relationship because I want this relationship to grow. The certain things, you know, happened when I was there, and I had access to certain things because of my, not because of my last name, but because of my bloodline, right? Name is my mother's maiden name. But everyone, you know, when I walked in, just looking at me, I looked just like my father. And, you know, I looked like my aunts, and, you know, clearly I'm a Latchess. And so when I walked in, I had access to certain things because of who my family was, because of my bloodline, because of who I was related to. Come here, child of God. You have access to certain things because of who your father is, because of who your bloodline is consistent with. Mind you, I'm going to keep saying bloodline. Because of who your blood, because of who your bloodline is connected to. Again, look at the text, because of Christ and our faith in him. Again, it says we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So not only is our relationship generational, but it's non-denominational. Listen, I don't care if you're Baptist. I don't care if you're Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, AME, CM. Listen, I don't care what your denomination is. Church of God in Christ is not any better than anyone who's Baptist. Baptist is not better than anyone who's Pentecostal. Pentecostal is not better than anyone who's apostolic. Apostolic is not better than anyone who's AME. We are all one body, different members. We're one body. So it's generational. It's non-denominational. It does not matter what, and I'll say branch, right? Okay, because I work for the government. So it does not matter what branch of this body you are connected to or that you serve in, your relationship with Christ is non-denominational. Okay, so it's generational, it's non-denominational, and it's insurmountable. It cannot be overcome. It cannot be blocked. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, who you used to be, what you still do now. Let's be real, okay? Because a lot of times we look at who we used to be 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 months ago, and sis, you need work now. You need forgiveness now. You need to change what you're doing, who you're connected to, where you're going, who you're seeing, what you're doing when no one's looking. You need to change that now. And while you front and stump for everybody else, like you're this change, and you know, we love to sing this, a wonderful change has come over me. Yes, a wonderful change has come over me, but I'm going to be completely real with y'all. I need God to continue to change me. I can't just keep looking at what he did for me 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I need him to continue to change me now, because this person that I am today, I know I can be better. Right, I know I can be better. So fronting and stunting on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and all these other places, and, you know, especially us being, sometimes we're church leaders and we like to act like we got it all together. No, sis, you don't. And so while everybody else thinks you have it all together, God really knows that you don't. And even though he knows that you don't have it all together, you still have access to unlimited resources. You still can go to God for whatever you need, and he is all that you need, and you still have access to those unlimited resources. And when I say resources, I'm not just talking about money. I'm not just talking about money. If any of you have ever had COVID-19, your money can't help you, okay? I was sick for about 6 weeks with COVID, and I got it at home, right? Someone in my house, who was supposed to be here, but I got it at home. My child has been homeschooled and remote. She was a remote learner for the first year. Then she was homeschooled the second year. I've been working from home. I just now really started to go back in the office. This is after I got COVID, but I just now really started to go back into the office. It was not by choice, but they're kind of gradually having us come back in. So we have really distanced ourselves. We haven't just been out, you know, just hanging out and things like that. But one of my children came to my house and brought COVID with her. So here I am. People are calling and texting and, you know, hey, let me cash app you. Let me do this and let me do that. Baby, let me tell you something. When that breathing spell hits you, that coughing spell hits you, it's nothing that money can fix. So my resources that I needed at that time, it wasn't money. I needed healing, and I needed it now. When I say that you have access to unlimited resources through our Redeemer, I mean whatever you need, God is. If you need peace, God is that. You have access to peace. If you need favor, unmerited favor, you have access through your Redeemer. If you need healing, you have access through your Redeemer. If you need finances, if you need God to make a way, open a door, if you need God to close a door, you have access to unlimited resources through our Redeemer. Your access is not, it's generational, it's non-denominational, and it's insurmountable. Nobody can stop you from receiving what God has for you. So not only is your access, not only is it relational, but next is positional. It has to do with your placement in God. Right. Please don't think I mean your placement as a leader, your placement as an overseer, your placement, you know, as an armor bearer. That's not what I mean by your placement. I mean, okay, we're dealing with banking and finances and economics, your placement. If you go to the bank right now, let's say you need $2,000. If you go to the bank and you try to make a withdrawal for $2,000, can you get it or no? I'm just asking. Can you get it or no? You can get it based on your position and your placement with that bank, based on where you are, if you're in good standing with that bank. If you have the money there, you can get it. Mm-hmm, they gonna get, because that's yours, right? But if you're not in good standing with that bank, if your account is a negative boom and your credit can't get it, you're not going to get that $2,000. That's just where it is, position with God. Are you in good standing with God? That's a good question. Are you, and I don't mean, are you a member of a church? Because a lot of times we like to place us being in good and right relationship with God on our membership. And please, I am all for membership. Membership has its privileges. I'm all for membership, for church membership. But when those church doors close, when that live is turned off, are you in right relationship with God? Are you in the right place with God? Is your relationship with God where it needs to be? Mm-hmm. When was the last time you prayed? And not because you were eating, not because you woke up in the morning, not because you were getting ready to go to sleep, not because that person cut you off, not because you needed God to get you through a meeting or through a pink slip, not because you and your spouse were at it and you needed God to help you keep your mouth closed so you don't try to fight every battle. Where are you with God? Where are you as far as your placement with God? Are you feeding that relationship? Are you nurturing that relationship? Right? Are you doing what it is that God has for you to do outside of the public eye? Are you where you need to be in your private time with God? Are you obeying God? Are you following God's commands and his will and his way for your life? Right. So our access is based on our not only our relationship, but also our position. We have first access, right? Your position to God grants you unlimited access to his resources. I'm a child of the king. Cattle on a thousand hills belongs to God. The earth is, Psalm says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. And because I'm a child of God, right? Get this. The scripture says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So I have access once I'm in his presence. Please don't miss this. I have access once I'm in his presence, right? Once I'm in his presence. And I have access once I'm in his presence because what father you know sees their child in need and doesn't come? Sees their child in need and doesn't come through, doesn't give you what you need. My dad, my stepdad, but my dad, he's, man. Getting something from my dad, it's hard, but it's not hard, right? Man's been in my life, what, 33 years? Almost 34 years. He's been in my life almost 34 years. And so, yeah, if I ask my dad for something, it's going to be a no automatically. No. If I call him right now, hey, Dad, I need $100. He's going to be like, girl, what you need $100? Don't you work every day? What you need $100 for? I don't have it. I don't have $100, Sam. I'm sorry. I don't have it. You got to figure it out. Give him about 5 minutes, maybe 10. You're getting a little older. Give him 10 now. He's going to call me back and say, hey, can you come pick it up? Do I need to put in your account? How I'm going to get you the money? Mm-hmm. That's my dad. It's my dad. My relationship to him and my access to him. If I say, well, hey, I need it right now. He's like, hey, I'm at work. It's at the house. Here's this. I don't have to wait for him to get home because I'm his daughter, so I have a key. Yes, I'm grown, married, gone, been gone almost 10 years. I still have a key to my parents' house, and I've never given it back. I have a key. He can tell me, hey, use that key. You know what a key to the safe is. Get the key to the safe. Go in there. I got $100 in the back right here, blah, blah, blah. Get that. Hey, I want my money back, but the money is there. This is what I know because not only am I related to my father, not only am I his daughter, I know I have unlimited access. Can't nobody stop me from being connected to my dad because that's my dad, whether I have his name, his blood or not. That's my father. We built this relationship all these years. That's my dad, but I have access to whatever he has because that's my dad. I have access to whatever he has, and my dad is not going to watch me suffer and watch me go without me having what I need. I don't even, here's the thing, sometimes I don't even have to ask because my pride and my ego gets in the way. And so a lot of times I go through stuff I don't have to go through because my pride and my ego get in the way and stop me from saying what I need. But my dad can look at me in the face, shake my hand, put some money, drop some money in my purse when it's sitting in the living room. I leave and I have what I need just because my dad's like, hey, I felt you needed this. Don't say nothing to your mama about it. Don't say nothing to your sisters about it. I made sure you had what you needed. So my position to my father, your position to with God and your placement in God allows you to have access. Not only does it allow you to have access, already touched on this, it allows you to have action, right? Action. It moves God to action. He won't watch you suffer. He will provide for you. He'll protect you. He'll prove your relationship to him by his affection for you through his actions. Yeah, he'll prove his relationship to you and his affection for you by his actions. Co-pastor said it's her anniversary today. Let me tell you something. If a man wants something, he's going to get it. Not only is he going to go after it, but he's, especially if a man loves a woman, if he loves her, he's not just going to go after her. But once he gets that woman, he's going to protect her. He's going to prove his relationship to her through his affection for her by his actions, right? You can't just listen to what a man says. You have to watch what he does, okay? If he loves you, if he's head over heels, sis, and he ain't called you in 3 days, check that relationship. What's going on? Because at least, even if I don't hear your voice, I want you to know at least you crossed my mind. Good morning. How are you? Hope you had a great day. Hey, I have a lot going on today. You know, sorry we missed each other this morning, but I love you. Thinking about you, can't wait to see you when you get home. You're going to get something. He's going to show you some kind of way. And it's not just by gifts. Please stop thinking that we have to post everything that's done for us. Oh, he got me this, he got me that. No, it's not. It's by his actions. How does he love you? I was asked this question recently. Does he love you the way you love him? Yes, our love languages are different as humans. You know, certain things are different in regards to how we love each other. But does he love you how you love him? And I'm so glad that God doesn't love us how we love him. So, because sometimes our love falls so short. But he loves us sometimes in spite of us, right? So our access is not only relational, it's positional, it's has to do with our access, our action, but then also our accountability. Our accountability. He will not only show up for you, God will not only show up for you, but he will hold you accountable for how you maintain what is provided for you. He'll hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a bad way financially, if you're not where you need to be in God, who moved? How did the relationship change? Was it God who changed? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Or was it this flesh, right? This, oh, I'm all for this today, and then tomorrow I'm not. How you change your mind? And then you change positions on certain things. He'll hold you accountable for where you are. And he'll hold you accountable to maintain what he's provided for you. Be a better steward. I'm going to challenge us today. Let's be a better steward of our resources, of what we have access to. And I'm not talking about finances, right? Right? So if God healed you a year ago, are you being a good steward over that healing? Are you taking your medicine you're supposed to take every day at the same time you're supposed to take it? Are you taking it with food? Have you been to get your checkup this year, your yearly checkup? Have you scheduled that mammogram? I'm sorry, y'all. I wasn't even, this is not even in the notes. I wasn't even supposed to go this way. But are you being a good steward of your healing? If you suffer from high blood pressure, are you eating the right things that you need to eat that has less sodium in it? Are you on your renal diet? Your heart healthy diet, are you doing that? Or are you just like, look, life is short, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I'm going to deal with whatever. Are you being a good steward over what God's already given you? Are you being a good steward? If God has given you, granted you peace, are you being a good steward over that peace? Or are you still surrounding yourselves with the same people you needed God to give you the peace for? Right. You need to, are you being a good steward over that peace? Or are you connected to people who are always in drama, always negative, always, you know, depleting you of your energy, always pulling on you, never adding to, never giving you anything that you need? They're not praying for you. They're not doing, it's every time you go around, it's like a vacuum cleanser. Everything just sucks the life out of you. Are you being a good steward over your peace, steward over your healing? Even your resources, are you giving to the Lord's church like you should be? I'll wait. Are you being accountable for what you have access to, for what God has already granted you? Right? So not only is our access, not only do we have unlimited access to our resources through our Redeemer in regards to our relationship, our position, but next is our expectation. I'm going to end on our expectation. Next is our expectation. What expectations do you have of God? First point is you're free to expect whatever it is that you need from. You're free to be who you are unapologetically. You're free. If you need God to help you to be able to open the business, to be able to, you know, do whatever it is that God has gifted you and predestined you to do, you're free to expect that. Clark sister say, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. You have unlimited access to these resources through our Redeemer. And you're free to expect whatever it is that you need to expect. Also, be bold in your expectations. Be bold. The scripture says that, right? Boldly and confident. Be bold. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly. Boldly means you're not backing down for anybody. You know you deserve to be there. You know who you are, whose you are, what you need. You know it doesn't matter who tries to come against you. It doesn't matter who tries to bring up what you did yesterday, 2 weeks ago, today, an hour ago, 20 minutes ago. It does not matter. You can now come boldly. Boldly, right? So stand up for who you are, where you are. Don't back down. Call God. And this is another thing with being bold, and I tell my friends this all the time. When you're praying, call God out for who he is. If God said he'll heal, God, you said you would heal. I need you to come through on your word, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. So, God, you said you would heal me. I need you to heal now. I tell this testimony all the time. My baby flatlined at 22 months due to asthma. My daughter Carter flatlined at 22 months due to asthma. This is only about 5 months after her 7-year-old brother died from an asthma attack. Our son Jeremiah passed away at 7 years old from an asthma attack, and it rocked our family, our friends, to the core. That really was one of the worst times in our lives. Now my baby is sick. And God promised me when he showed me that she was sick, that she would, you know, have to suffer from a longstanding illness. He showed me that he wouldn't take her from me. And so I held God to that. So when we're in the hospital and they can't get a read on my daughter's stats, so they put us in this room. The team of doctors are already, this doctor and these nurses are already in this room. We're in the ER. I haven't signed no paperwork, child. They only know her name is Carter because I was able to tell them. I haven't been able to do anything. And the doctor starts to just talk to me, and he tells the nurse, hey, I need a small bag. And the nurse is like, what? He was like, I need a resuscitation kit. I need it smaller. She's too small. And so I'm like, resuscitation, you know, she's still breathing. And I mean, sure, as I'm talking to you now, within about 20 seconds, Carter turned blue, stopped breathing, all of the fluids in her body released, and she was gone. And so they didn't want to do stretch compressions because she was too small, but they were trying to, you know, resuscitate her. And my mom, you know, naturally her legs gave out, and, you know, they're trying to help my mom, and I'm walking out of the room. My mom's like, Tamara, don't leave your baby. No, she's in Texas Children's Hospital. These are some of the best doctors in the country. If they can't do it and Jesus can't do it, it's not going to be done. Let me move out of their way, right? And when I got in that hallway, I didn't see nothing else. I just started praying. I just started praying. God, you said you would do this. This is what I'm thinking in my mind, my mouth, because I was in shock. So all I kept saying was Jesus, Jesus, because you said that you would heal my back. You said that I wouldn't lose it. This is what you said. And I know what you said, but I know what I see. So what you said and what I see are not matching up. So I need you to come through and fix this now. Nobody can fix it but you. These doctors can't move. They can't heal her without you and without your power. So I need you to come through and be the God that you said you were going to be. And I need you to be this healer, and I need you to heal my baby. And I need you to do it now. I don't care who's around me. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what they're doing over there. I know what you can do. So while they doing what they do, I need you to do what you do, and I need you to bring her back. My baby was resuscitated. They brought her back, and then here's the thing. She went right back out. Mm-hmm. She coded a second time. A second time. She coded a second time. And I got louder. I got louder. If you've ever been at the hospital and a child codes, there's these blue flashing lights, right? And there's this siren going out, cold blue, room, blah, 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 cold blue, room, blah, blah, blah. And so that's loud, but I'm louder. I'm getting louder. And as I'm getting louder, I start to see these teams of doctors starting to come. There's about three crash carts and a bunch of doctors coming in regular plain clothes. And one of the doctors pulled me to the side once they had Carter resuscitated the second time. And the chief said, we were all going through a shift change. Right, we were going through a shift change, and we were getting on the elevator to go home, and we heard you. She said, we heard the sirens. We knew there was a team. She said, but we heard you. And she said, who you were calling on, what you were saying, she said, that moved us into action. We had to move. We had to move right then because we knew that it was something that we had to help with. We had to, you know, go ahead and make sure that we saved your baby. She said, because you sat there and called on the name of Jesus, you moved us all to action. Let me tell you something. I'm done, y'all. I promise I'm done. Not only is your not only in your expectation of God should you be free and bold, but be confident. Be confident in what he said he would do. Be confident in who he is. Be confident in your relationship with him. Believe with everything in you that God is God. There's no one like him. There's nothing that he cannot do. And because there's nothing that he cannot do, he cannot fail. Whatever you need, whatever, when I say whatever, whatever you need, you have access to. You have unlimited resources because of your Redeemer and because of your relationship with God. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be able to hear from you, God, whatever these women of God need, women of God, men of God, whatever the people of God need, I pray that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they don't have room enough to receive, God. I pray that the people of God, not only will they be able to receive what they need from you, through you, but I pray that they'll be able to sustain it and maintain it. God, I pray that what we're going through in the state of this economy won't affect them. I pray that even if their finances aren't what they used to be, God, I pray that they will be better than what they've been. God, I pray that you just continue to use the people of God. God, I pray for healing. I pray for peace. I pray for open doors. God, I pray that you close some doors that's taking from us, that's draining us from us. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, even right now in the name of Jesus, that they'll have a better day today than they did yesterday, than they've been in days past. God, I pray that you just continue to use us, continue to promote us. God, continue to have thine own way. And when I say promote us, I mean promote us through you, oh God. I pray that you will continue to provide for us, continue to be everything that we need you to be. God, we trust you and we believe you for great and mighty things, and we call it done now. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen.
Amen. I know you have to get back and get situated. Thank you so much for coming on and delivering that word. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people on this morning. Bless her tremendously, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her family. Cover Bishop. Cover Carter, Lord. You know, you say, well, there are two or three, Father God, you in the midst, and she is a miracle walking, and we cannot wait till she share her testimony, herself, and change people's lives. Thank you, Father
God.
Have a wonderful day. Let the who needed to hear this morning what she said, because it was mind blowing. I'm in tears as she was talking to you, talking about what she did. Thank you, Father God, for blessing my sister, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lady Williams, let them know where they can find you, where the church is at, so they can come here. Bishop Priest, come see you. Come see the miracle walking. Let them know where y'all located and how they can contact you.
So I am the First Lady of Unity Missionary Baptist Church. My husband, Pastor Jamarian Williams, J.N. Williams, is the senior pastor of Unity Missionary Baptist Church. We've been there this month. The fourth Sunday of this month will make 6 years since we've been at the church. The church is located in Baytown, Texas. The address is 5 Broad Street. It's a church where everybody is somebody. If you can, please come out and worship with us. We would love to have you. You can also find us on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, unity-baytown. You can always, you know, if you would desire to have a prayer request, we also have 3-hour prayer every Wednesday. We also have Bible study every Wednesday. It's all online, virtual. So please make sure that you connect with us. We would love to be your friend, your brother, your sister in Christ. We would also love to be your pastor, your first lady, if you're looking for a church home. So please connect with us. And I'm really happy. I'm really, really grateful to be able to have this opportunity. Thank you so much, my sister. I want you to finish what you have to do here, and then I want you to go on anniverse. I know that's not a term, but I made it up. I want you to go on anniverse. You know what anniverse means. I want you to
anniverse. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Oh,
you were born
somebody when I can't say nothing else. I like to say,
is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'm going to leave you with three keys this morning because Lady Williams came on and showed out. First, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. You can go visit. Please be safe. If you go online, pay attention, take notes. Definitely welcome to join Apostle and I every Sunday at our new location, 817 Kirkmere, Houston, Texas, 77007. It's on the Facebook page as well, on Abba House. Third, make sure whoever on there is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical to you to render your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's well worth it. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Know that God loves you and you're not in this by yourself. If you need to reach us, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you need to bless all, you're definitely welcome to get it. We will meet you or I will mail it to you. This is not soap on miracle, soap on a rope, miracle water, or miracle cloth. It's your faith that connects with the oil. You guys have been blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to come out to support this Saturday at 5709 Eastland, Houston, Texas, 10 a.m. for the fundraiser. Remember, iron sharpens iron. You guys have a blessed day.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character, faith in God, he faith in me, it will not fall,
will not bend,
not gonna bend,
won't compromise,
won't compromise.
God
me. I speak life,
I speak prosperity,
and I speak health,
and I speak health. God
favors
me,
they whisper,
they whisper,
they conspire,
conspire.
They told their lies,
they told their
hey.
Lies.
But God faith in
me,
my character,
my
integrity, everything was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you.
Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yeah.
Tell you we
yeah.
are. Say it.
Yeah.
Because I got it.
Yeah.
Through my crisis.
Yeah.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
Through my hard time.
Yeah.
I found favor. Favor.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it. I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
Everybody, one more time, everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.